The Warriors starting a three-game homestand hosting the Indiana Pacers at Oracle Arena. And many contributions for the Warriors in this one is DeMarcus Cousins with his seventh double-double of the season, a team-high 19 points and 11 rebounds, while Klay Thompson had an 18-point night with 8 boards. Kevin Durant delivering 15 points, 6 assists, and 3 blocks. And Stephen Curry had 15 points on the evening to go with 7 assists. Draymond Green adding 10 points and 7 boards to the effort. And Andre Iguodala with his 10th double-digit scoring night of the season, bringing 11 points to the mix as the Warriors take down the Pacers, 112-89 the final.
6 regular season games left at Oracle. Win number 49. As the Warriors one away from making it 6 straight 50-win seasons. 112-89, the return of DeMarcus Cousins. The Warriors end up putting 6 players in double figures. DMC goes for 19-11.
Yeah, it's been really fun to see. I mean, we're engaged and active, and I think over the last about 6 games now, we've been at our best defensively, so makes a huge difference.
Seems like DeMarcus got going early. What did you think of his performance tonight?
He was great. DeMarcus was fantastic. He was, he was physical in there, and he was, getting a lot of drives to the hoop and drawing a lot of attention defensively, and making great passes. We had 19 assists at halftime, even though we weren't really clicking yet. But I thought some of that was just playing through DeMarcus and his aggressiveness.
Hey Steve, what do you think helped break that open in the third?
I think our defense all night was eventually going to wear them down, and that's what we talked about at halftime. We finished the half really strong, the second quarter with a good run, got it to, 10 or 12 at halftime. But we hadn't clicked yet, and we knew we were going to eventually start to go offensively. And so the whole focus was just maintain the defense and keep the pressure on.
Steve, kind of sticking with the defensive theme here, you guys kind of got off to a slow start in the first. How are you able to, use your defense to kind of spark, your offensive firepower and kind of get things going and, like I said, turn that defense to generate some offense?
Well, that's the thing with defense. I mean, if you play hard defensively and you're getting stops, you don't have to rush anything on offense. It's going to come, especially our team. When we get in transition, we got all these talented guys who can make plays. So you just have to stay patient. It's probably the only thing we did poorly in the first half. We had 9 turnovers. But overall, I thought we did a really good job of staying patient and playing off of our defense. And 48 minutes is a long game, so eventually our shots are going to start going in.
Durant didn't have a ton of shots, didn't put up a lot of shots last game, I think, and especially in the second half. This game, I think 9. Do you see him making a point to be a facilitator? And what does that do for your offense when a guy like that is looking so much to pass?
I think Kevin is capable of doing anything he wants from one game to the next. And whatever the game calls for, that's what he tries to do. Tonight, I thought he set a tone defensively with those blocks early. And then the ball movement, he had 6 assists. But every game's a little different, he's going to be needed to, we know this from experience, especially in the playoffs. We're going to need to go to him, and he's going to have to get shots that nobody else can get. But games like this, he's content to just move the ball and attack and set up other people.
So Steve, to open that second half, look like there's a little bit of overpassing, a lot of ball movement, but kind of passed up some good shots there. Well, how did DeMarcus do kind of to settle down the group and kind of work in the low post a little bit?
I don't mind overpassing. I mean, it's a great sign. I thought tonight our spirit and our energy were fantastic, and the ball movement was infectious. We ended up with 32 assists, and as far as DeMarcus goes, it's just a different dimension for us that we really haven't had. We did play through David West a little bit on the low block the last couple of years, but It's different, you know, when DeMarcus gets going downhill with shooters around him. He's just a force, and you know, that's I think that's part of our learning process playing with him. You know, it's he's not so much a guy you dump the ball to on the block, but if you can get him on the move and get him in some space, he's amazingly quick and agile for a guy his size.
I wonder what you thought of the Bogut running one-handed lefty. Had you ever seen? Is it possible that he's got some more offensive repertoire, you know, than you've seen, you know, two, three years ago?
Bogues has always had a lot to his game. I mean, he's so talented. And you remember before he came to Golden State, you know, when he was in Milwaukee, he was a big scorer, you know, 18 and 12 every night. So he's capable. I think what you're seeing is what you see with a lot of guys, you know, kind of at the end of their career when it's kind of playing with house money. It's like, you know what, let's just go have fun. Let's enjoy this. And I think he's playing really, really freely and enjoying being back here. Love the ovation from the fans. They know what Andrew meant to us, you know, winning that first title and, you know, doing so much here in his first stint. So it's wonderful to have him back. Thanks a lot.
Next up for the Warriors is a game here on Saturday night at Oracle Arena as they host the Dallas Mavericks. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.